So we'll say good evening. Good evening.
Jake Yap is taking apart the media circus.
So we've been asking you to send us your photos of brick walls using the hashtag #MyLifeIsAVacuum.
TV, radio.
Hello, in this week's profile, some guy who's been in the news, and even though he's wildly successful, I reckon I could do it better.
And of course, social media.
Jake's got an opinion on something. Guys, opinion time! Oh wow, how fresh to get it from your perspective, Jake.
Jake Yap's Media Circus.
I've got the attitude of a man who works in a guitar shop.
Starts next Tuesday evening at 6:30 on BBC Radio 4.
Lillian discovers the truth and Alistair considers his options in the Archers in half an hour. That's after My Teenage Diary. This week, Rufus Hound is joined by Helen Lederer.
My name's Rufus Hound and welcome to My Teenage Diary, the show where I invite brave adults to look back at their teenage years by delving into their long-forgotten diaries and reading them out in public for the very first time. Can they recognise themselves when they look back? Have they remained true to their youthful ideals? Is the person they were back then the kind of person they'd now mute on Facebook? My guest tonight is a writer, comedian, and performer. That's what she's like now. But we're about to find out what she was like way back then. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Helen Lederer. So, Helen, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's memory lane. Oh, my word.
So, which diaries are you reading from today?
Well, today, Rufus, I thought I'd delve into 1969, which is my Melody Maker diary, and 1970, which has got a kind of plastic mottled cover. But teeny tiny writing and photographs of me looking quite serious and pubescent at the back.
Yeah. You've actually got a notes section in your diary that sums up where you are at in your life at this time.
I have a sister, Janet, and two cousins and great parents. I live in Eltham. Sorry. At present, my best friend at school is Susanna. I am sometimes happy at school. I have just realised I'm growing up faster than before. I went to a dance where I met John. He was super then, but now I do not like him at all. I know it must seem very hard of me, but I'm going to have to tell him I'm not going out with him anymore. Everyone is very excited about the Americans going to the moon. Maybe I'm not as excited as I should be, but my parents most certainly are. I don't know what else to say, but I'm determined to keep writing this diary all year.
So, it's 1969, a year where man lands on the moon, the Kray twins are imprisoned for murder, and Barbara Windsor's bikini scene thrills audiences in Carry On Camping. In other words, it's the year when one East End pair was incarcerated and another East End pair was accidentally released. But what's Helen Lederer doing?
Sunday, 20th of July, 1969. One of the most boring, uneventful, depressing days of my life. Everyone madly excited about the moon. Watch it on TV. They land! Exclamation mark. Had to go to bed.
I mean, we've seen a few different reactions to the moon landings on this show. From fascination to mild indifference, but you seem to genuinely despise them.
Yeah, I'm shocked because that was the big thing, wasn't it, when they landed?
I believe people paid attention to it,
yeah. Yes. Right. Monday the 21st July. Go to dentist, then go to film with Selena. Walked out halfway through. Tuesday, 22nd of July. Bit hurt by Christine because she doesn't come today. Never mind. Go to Bromley for trousers. Don't find any. Both mum and me not in best of moods. Thursday, 24th of July. Went to school. After school, it turned out that I had to go to tea with Selena. We made two pieces of bread, one with Nutella and one with Marmite. And that was our lot. Then we went on the playground. There were lots of nice boys, but some rotten yobs threw their almonds at us. silly Selena got hit. We went home and her mum made a hell of a fuss about it. She went on and on. Anyway, I had to stay the night, so I just got used to it. Friday, 25th of July. Feel a bit depressed. Go to Lewisham. Look everywhere for jeans.
You really must have incredibly exacting standards in trousers. You've spent a whole week looking for them and nothing.
Nothing has emerged as acceptable. So it's just obviously important to have the right kind of trousers at this time.
The dominant theme of your diary is already starting to emerge, I think.
Yes.
And that is that you're a bit hard to impress. You leave the film halfway through, you get fed up with Christine, Selena is silly, can't find trousers anywhere. Do you recognise this kind of grumpy version of yourself? Or?
I think I just was very busy in my head, and much later, one of the many therapists I went to, they said I had above average anxiety, like I was supposed to be pleased.
Being told something like that's unlikely to calm you down, isn't it? Although, one piece of advice, you say you felt a bit depressed, so went looking for jeans in Lewisham. Now, I'm not a doctor, but if you are feeling depressed, don't go to Lewisham. We'll join you now on the first week of August, and you've gone to sunny cosmopolitan Jersey to stay with a friend. I'm sure a change of scene will cheer you up a little.
Saturday, 2nd of August, 1969. Went to town, didn't find Levi's. Friday the 8th of August, went to town in mourning. Not in mourning, sorry, like... the mourning.
Couldn't find any jeans, went in full black shroud.
Because of the disappointment of the day before. No, sweated, got to Levi's! Exclamation mark.
So what happens next? You're back in London.
I'm back in London. Saturday, 27th of September. Danny party, great. Get off with Nick Cove, in brackets, again. He says he'll come round tomorrow. Nervous. Monday, 29th of September. Nick doesn't write or ring. Bit hard at first. Keep thinking about him. He goes to Manchester University on Wednesday. Saturday, 11th of October. Go to Lee. Buy two old armchairs for piano room. Go to Lewisham. Buy more Levi's.
You say you bought two old armchairs for the piano room.
So the piano room, right, this was our spare room where we lived. And we were allowed, because my parents were quite bohemian and we could talk about anything in our family, even the weather, you know, we were very open. So we had this piano and my sister and I thought it would be interesting if we cut out those Formica roses, you know, that stuff like PVC, but not that you put on tables and wipe them down on caravan holidays. Anyway, so we cut out these roses and put them on the piano individually so we could pretend it was like a sort of funky psychedelic bar. Then we had a divan that would fold down into kind of a low-down bed so that our friends, because my sister was 2 years older than me, we would take boys into the piano room. So it had to be furnished thus.
Right. Hello. It was more than just the piano getting played. Was that young to have a boyfriend or was everyone into boys by this point?
Well, I tried to get a boyfriend off my friend Susanna, who already had a boyfriend, and she said that she would ask her boyfriend to try and find me a boyfriend. So I think I did get one, just a temporary one, that was, though. Saturday, the 18th of October, 1969. Kolf's dance. Dance with five different boys. Ooh. Miss Nick terribly, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. I feel lonely, want Nick so much. I also have tummy ache. 20th of October, 69. I must make myself dislike Nick Cove, otherwise I shall be so terribly hurt, more than I already am. It's so difficult, as he is the most good-looking bloke I know. Wednesday, the 5th of November. Hear that Nick Cove told Jenny to stay available all weekend as he was back from university. Depressed and cry. Friday the 14th of November. Forget Nick Cove. Forget him. Forget him. Forget Nick Cove. Forget him. Forget him.
I'm not sure the best way to forget Nick Cove is to write his name over and over again in your diary. So it didn't really work out with Nick, did it? Presumably the heartbreak stayed with you for ages.
29th of November, 1969. I love Dave Wood. December, 1969. Went to Eltham to spend Boots token, in brackets, £1. And on the zebra, on the way back, who should pass by in his Riley but Dave Wood? Oh, he said, get in. So I did. So we went to Sidcup for his windscreen wipers. Back to his house for coffee. See his sister Pauline. I remember her from guides! Exclamation mark. Then he drove me home. He asked to take me out for a drink. Parents say I have to be back by 10 o'clock. But it was good fun in the Fox and Hounds, and he came back for coffee. He asked to take me out, so I said yes. He is rather nice. I'm in a muddle. Typical. 30th December, 1969. Go to Eltham and change tights. Go to library. Then Dave came round at 1:30. I'm a bit embarrassed, but he's not, of course. We go to Wimpy Bar for a kook. Like him more and more. He came back home and we played records and I showed him the rest of the house. He was V-nice. We talked for a bit, then he went after Crossroads and... and Janet and me chatted. I do like him, but I'm scared to show my feelings in case he hurts me or something.
Well...
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you've moved on, haven't you? Was meeting boys one of the badges at Guides? Dashing young Dave whisks you to Sidcup to get windscreen wipers.
Yeah.
Did you always fall for insatiable romantics?
Well, there was the Riley. I mean, can you imagine the excitement of getting into a car driven by a boy?
Yeah.
I mean, it was really... my heart is beating as I remember this.
So just getting in a car with a boy.
Oh!
Heaven.
It was heaven and just...
Was Dave nice?
Yes. If I remember Dave, a lot of people called Dave, mind you. At one point, I knew four Daves. Tall. And obviously, I was always very frightened and couldn't speak. It's like, why did I show him the house? I mean, that's just silly. Yeah.
It's like sort of two parts Blind Date to one part Homes Under the Hammer. So we'll join you a week later, and it's the beginning of a new decade, 1970.
5th of January, 1970. I didn't write today because I didn't come in from bloody Jenny Craig's party until 1:30 a.m. Wow. Before the party, Dave called round for me with some girls and one boy already in the car. At the party, he completely disappeared, and that was that. Well, not quite. I grabbed hold of Phil and said, kiss me, so that Dave could see. Oh, gosh. In brackets, bitchy, I know. But he was snogging with so many other girls that I just did the same with boys. End of brackets. Eventually, I went home with Janet and Chris, cried all day. Must, in capitals, get over him. Oh, 6th of January, 1970. Felt awful when I woke up and cried immediately. Sounds stupid, but I keep picturing Dave snogging with this girl and my stomach turns. I feel pretty wretched. By 9:30 p.m., I decide to attack the process of getting over him by praying. For help. By 10:15 p.m., I'm almost there. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, praying to get over someone, I can't believe you didn't use the more practical method of writing his name down hundreds of times. Do you still have a tempestuous love life?
Well, at my age, you just tend to watch Homeland. Not on your own, I mean with the other half.
With your other half. Well, now that we've caught you somewhat off balance, I have a phenomenal thing to be able to reveal to everybody. because it actually stirred the artist within you, this party, didn't it, Helen? And regular listeners of this show will know that there is nothing we prize higher than the rarest of jewels, the purest of golds. That's right, we are about to be treated to some teenage poetry!
This is a nightmare party, goading, gushing, hearty, all the lies of hell, transparent as the day, but dark, and smoky rooms do the talking while we dancing look down, looking over shoulders, casing the joint. What's this? A joint? No. You sweetly answer, you will not go under, you gain ground that way. Innocence and being fat make your novelty live, while I, all in black, am given my role, bitch victim.
So much to break down there. So much. So for the benefit of people at home without an Enigma machine, what was all that about?
Oh, well, I found that in my anthology of poems. That was one of the poems I may have tried to read to my parents, but they kind of, in their embarrassed way, went, lovely.
I have to say, when I read it written down, I thought it was phenomenally bad. But hearing you read it out loud, I was like, in places, it really came to life.
See, it's drama school.
Yeah. It was all in the performance.
8th of January, 1970. School begins. Yuck, yuck, God, exclamation mark. School the same. Sean said, Jenny said, Dave said that I was very, very sweet, exclamation mark. But even so, I ignored him at Jenny's. God, I don't know what to do. Pondering to ring him, Mum says no. In awful muddle. Hate, in capital letters, school. I do love Dave. It still hurts terribly. 13th of January, 1970. Don't want to go to school, but don't want to stay at home. I thought I saw Dave's car. Hope it wasn't. Still, in capitals, like him. Forget Dave Wood. Forget Dave Wood. Forget. Leave it.
When will you ever learn, Helen? That's not how you forget someone. That's not how you forget someone. That's not how you forget someone. What's next for Helen Lederer?
Friday the 23rd of January, 1970. Awful about Biafra. Cry at lunch. Saturday, 24th of January. Babysit. Get £1. Don't like the people. Have to do washing and pat baby and feed dog. Ghastly thing. Wednesday the 28th of January, had guitar lesson. Mr. B called me Lotus Blossom and Candy Floss. God, exclamation mark. Don't know if he fancies me, but he touched my hair to put it out of the way of the guitar. I don't know, exclamation mark.
It's a prime example of the kind of dodgy behaviour that was normalised in the 70s. Did it seem like something serious that you should report, or did you just think you had to put up with it and keep playing the guitar?
Do you know, I don't know how to answer that question. I think I might have been secretly flattered, embarrassed and horrified all at once.
Right. Well, let's hear some more diary.
Shall we? Wednesday the 11th of March, guitar lesson. Told Mr. B that I would give up. He said, I thought you would eventually. Oh, went to see Sing a Rude Song at Greenwich Theatre, Barbara Windsor, VV Good. I'm determined to be an actress again, and this time I shall not be put off.
So you've given up the guitar. Do you think the guitar teacher went home and wrote, forget Helen Lederer, forget Helen Lederer? But this is your first mention of wanting to be an actress. Had you been interested in that for a long time?
Yes, I must have been, but no one in our school had ever been an actress. They thought that was tantamount to, you know, working in another area. So it wasn't sort of normal. But I did like that thing where you could do a show and then perform to the poor parents, so they would be having their sherry and going, oh, no, we've got to sit through a play for the children. So I suppose from an early age I didn't have a problem with getting up and making a fool of myself.
Showing off.
Yes, showing off. They called it showing off, but with shame and guilt as well. I had that attached.
Right, OK. We'll move on.
Susanna's party was a bit of an anticlimax. God, how I love, in capitals, Gordon Collins. Oh, did everything wrong, though we talked and talked, but he danced with other girls and we missed each other for a bit. In the end, he just said goodbye. He nearly kissed me upstairs, but someone came up, or maybe he just didn't want to. Probably that, exclamation mark.
I'm glad you said he kissed you upstairs, because this is a family show.
Wednesday the 25th of March. Buy silky wet look boots. I am going to get off with Gordon Collins. That's in capitals.
Well, what was the appeal of Gordon Collins? Did he have lovely windscreen wipers?
No, he had a moustache. And I think, yeah, and that just, woof. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So different from everyone else. Better even than O'Reilly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Moustache, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, to our younger listeners, let that be a lesson to you. Put all thoughts of a Porsche to one side and grow yourself a bristling cavalry moustache. So we're now in the summer of 1970.
Wednesday, 24th of June. 56% history. I didn't really want to read that out. At last, exams really over. Saw Dave Wood in town. He smirked at me as he saw how young I was, especially in school uniform. Don't care, / do care, exclamation mark. Oh, God.
I mean, 56% of history, I'm no maths whiz. But I hope you were, because you must have been good at something.
I don't know what... Yes, I wasn't really. No, I wasn't good at anything.
Most people have got one subject at school at which they excel, and then that tends to be where they aim their focus.
Well, no, I don't think so, Rufus.
Really not?
I don't think... I was quite good at English. I did sociology, for heaven's sake, afterwards, which is... I went to the King's Head Theatre and they said, collect your sociology degrees here. It's part of their graffiti. So, obviously, I wasn't destined to academia, was I?
So we'll join you next in July, and you're off on a school trip to France, the land of berets, onions, and hopefully people who don't mind crude stereotyping.
Saturday the 25th of July. How I dread going to France. Today I love Gordon. I don't want to go. Sunday the 26th of July. Miss Gordon. Meet family at Dieppe. Cry in bed. I love him. Thursday the 30th of July. Letters from home made me cry. Still no word from Gordon. I love him so. Oh, Lord, this is just really embarrassing. Saturday the 2nd of August, won a battle with Madame. She wouldn't let me go out with D something. I think it was called Didier. Don't know his name. Met some nice English blokes camping. Sunday the 3rd of August, a very, very complicated day. Oh, Lord. I know. I saw Didier off, found out he was going to make love to me. God, these foreigners. Oh, my God, I can't believe I said... Oh, my God, no. Right, sorry, let's move on. Soon disillusioned...
Well,
no,
if,
I'm embarrassed.
If you're breaking there, I think... No, this was August 1970.
Yes.
I mean, compared with the racism that was on telly, that's just a sort of passing observation.
Oh,
it feels very different in 2018, agreed.
Yes. No, I'm...
God, those foreigners. You'd have got Mrs. Thatcher opened a couple of speeches with that 10 years later.
Shall I continue? Soon disillusioned him, and he was very cross, very handsome. Apparently, he said all the other boys at the camp like me very much, but I don't know. Saturday, 16th of August, last day. I loved Marcel, and I cried. So did he. We sat on the quay, and we mouthed words of love. Oh, my word. What am I to do now? What? Sick on boat. Nice to see family again. Cry in bed, obviously. How I hope, Marcel writes, how I hope it's true. What of Gordon? I don't know.
Is it fair to say the teenager you fell for men fairly quickly?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm shocked. I'm disgusted with myself.
Well, you definitely like Marcel because you sat on the quay and mouthed words of love at each other. Do you remember what they were? Voulez-vous acheter des windscreen wipers? then, if you don't mind my saying, your diary is a stone-cold classic. It seems like you had a different romantic issue for every day of the week. In fact, one of your many fellas, Dave Wood, was so confused that he wrote a song about the day-to-day life of dating you. Shall we have a listen?
Ooh, yeah.
Took her to buy wipers on Monday. Took her down to Wimpy on Tuesday. She was buying jeans on Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, she cried on Sunday. I met this girl on Monday. She showed me her piano room on Tuesday. We had broken up by Wednesday, but I told Jenny to tell Sean to tell Helen. She was much younger than I'd initially thought, given the fact that I'd not really seen her in school uniform before. And even though this is the 1970s, and yes, all right, some of our themes about foreigners are maybe a little bit murky, but in context, probably not so bad. And then when it comes to touching your guitar teacher or your guitar teacher, you, it sort of felt more innocent than it does in retrospect. And even though it kind of leaves us feeling icky, you got to draw a line somewhere. But Helen, we can't let Dave Wood have the final word on your teenage years. That has to come from you. And we're very pleased to announce that we have another heartfelt piece of teenage poetry to do the job.
The dawn crept up upon us and played with the flimsy curtains, drifting and blowing in the breeze. The smells of the foreign night, all the smells one hears about in books, and not until this very day have I lived. The dry grass that had already been used up, of its greenness, all the same, it was still grass. Smells of hay and attacks of sneezing, the peaceful calm of the night, evening and dawn, everything consistently changing. I love Ralph. Amen.
Got time for that now. So, now that you've read back your teenage diaries, what would you say to the younger you?
Forget boys, forget boys, forget boys.
And what would the younger you say back?
No, it's too much fun.
We always ask our guests to choose a song which sums up their teenage years. What have you chosen and why?
I chose Young Girl by Gary Puckett and Union Gap because it just reminds you of being there in the sitting room and Top of the Pops and boys and discos and deliciousness and impossibility.
Well, as we play out with Young Girl, I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to thank my guest, Helen Lederer. Diaries, a talkback production for BBC Radio 4, presented by me, Rufus Hound, and starring guest Helen Lederer. The producer was Harriet Jane.
And if you've enjoyed my teenage diary,